God has ever spoken, those are the three characteristics that are in it.
Yes.
Because he can't separate himself.
Yes.
Amen.
Whew, that's powerful.
Amen.
And watch, verse 4. In him, who is him?
The Word.
Was the life.
Mm-hmm.
And the life was the what?
Light.
That word light is the word revelation.
Right.
Now let's go back and put the word revelation in there. Watch this. Whoo, here comes the power. Great. Verse 4, go.
In him was the life.
Come on. In him was the life. And the life was the
revelation.
Come on, do it one more time. You'll get it. In him was the
life.
And that life was the
revelation.
So he's saying, in order for you to understand revelation, and for order for you to understand life, you must first understand the word. Because the word has in it your purpose. Come on, your and your come on, kingdom ministry. Come on. Woo! Woo! I don't mind if you run around today, because this is real stuff. This is how we live. Why? Because he said, and that light, that revelation shines in ignorance.
Yes, Pastor.
Come on. And the ignorance did not comprehend it. So he's saying that revelation of you finding out who you are in the Word and all the things you're going through, and the ignorance is trying to hold you down, it can't understand in the midst of your trials while you're giving him glory. Come on. He said, I can't understand how when their bank accounts are on zero, they're still saying they're wealthy. I can't understand when it shows that they're $500,000 in debt, they're saying I'm debt free. What are they believing that they heard or they saw? Well, they heard by grace, he that was rich became poor, that me through his poverty might be made rich, because that's the word. And in it, it has purpose. Come on. In it, it has answers. And in it, it brings judgment.
Come on now.
Come on. That's what he's saying. He's saying, so it confuses ignorance.
Yes. Yes.
Ignorance is what's going on. I took everything from them, but they're still praising you. The things they should have seen, I've hid them and they can't see them, but yet they're still believing you. Why? Because they're holding on to that word that you said.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
My, my, my.
Woo!
My, my, my.
Verse 14. Come on, go to verse 14. That's powerful, right?
Yes.
And the word, verse 14, 1:14. And the word became what?
Flesh.
Keep reading.
And dwelt among us.
And we
beheld his glory. The glory of the
Lord. Hallelujah.
So this word, this purpose, answer, and judgment became.
Flesh.
Come on.
Yes.
So the requirements of God's word is that you become.
Yes.
It is impossible for the word to show up, grace el amoro shan falasi, and you not become.
Yes.
It is impossible.
Yes.
Because the same word became.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So he hid himself in human clothes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on. He hid himself. The word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes.
And we beheld his what?
His glory.
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So what is he saying? He dressed himself in human clothes.
Yes.
This is heavy. Watch what it says. And dwelt among us. In other words, he came and he checked us out. And he looked at us and he talked to us. And we looked or beheld his glory. In other words, you look different. You're us, but there's something different about you. Because you are the Word. So in you is my purpose. In you is my answers. And in you is my judgment. There's something different about you. You look like us, but you're not us in this state.
Amen.
You're us, but you're us in a different state.
Yes.
We should be you.
Come on.
But we're us. You won't get that later. And because we're us, can you help us with our purpose? Can you give us some answers? And can you please delay your judgment? Go to Genesis 1. Let's go to 26. Let's see what he did. He is, our king is something. He is so smooth. He did everything in front of everybody. And they weren't, and by the time they figured out what he was doing, he had already finished.
Amen.
They were like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm done. I'm moving to the next thing. They're like, you guys late. You guys are late. He said, you guys are about 4,000 years too late. He said, I'm finished. That's why the writer said, now I'm going to paraphrase this because you can get it because some of you have different translations. That's why the writer said when the demonic spirits, if they had known, come on, it says if they had known, come on, if they had known who he was, if they had known who the Son of Glory was, that's what it says. If they had known who the Son of Glory was, they would have never crucified the Lamb of God. In other words, even though God said he had to die, if we knew God said he had to die, we wouldn't have never killed him. Right. But he hid him in human clothes. And because he hid him, we qualified him as a sin. In other words, the writer said this, where there is no sin, there is no trespass. He said, but the wages of sin is what?
Death.
We were there with Adam when Satan deceived him and the woman and Adam fell. So everything that came through Adam, we had a right to kill. Because death reigned from Adam, the first Adam, until the last Adam. But this one, when he came, he didn't have the same qualities as the other one, but we couldn't see it because of the clothes. The clothes hid the word. That's why we thought he had come another way, and we tried to eliminate a lot of children before he came, and we were wrong on every account. So when he finally showed up, we were like, no big deal, he's like everybody else. But when he hit 30, things changed. At 30 years old, we saw something we hadn't seen before. He went down to be baptized. And the writer said that the apostle, the Baptist saw him, and he said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He said, I must decrease and he must increase. And he came to John, and John said, hey, you need to baptize me. He said, oh no, you baptize me that the scriptures may be fulfilled. Watch this. You baptize me so that what I sent you to do, you'll accomplish. Because I'm the word. I'm the one who sent you to do this and wait for me. Genesis 1:26. Watch this. It's some good stuff. Then God said, who said it?
God.
Let us make who?
Man.
In our image and according to our what? And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created who?
Man.
In his own what?
Image.
And in the image of God, he created him. Male and what?
Female.
He created them. Isn't that what's written in your manual?
Yes.
So if he created us.
Yes.
Now you have to understand this. This is going to get heavy now.
Come on,
you ready?
Yes.
If he created us, and he identifies himself as first being spirit. Because it says God is spirit.
Yes.
That means that anything that comes from him cannot have a flesh on it.
Yes.
It must be what?
Spirit.
Everything that God made, he made from within himself in the essence of what he thought. Then he spoke.
Right.
We're the only ones that he took a part of himself and made.
Yes.
I'm going to say it slow so you can get it. This is heavy. So when God made the animals, he took the dirt and he created all the animals. When he made the fish and all the things teem in the oceans, he spoke. When he made the stars, he spoke. But when he wanted to make man, he went into himself. And he pulled man out of himself. He said, come, let us make man. So who was he talking to? Say the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So who was he talking to? The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So he said, come let us make man in our image and our likeness. So let them have the word. Let them have the same authority and power on the earth that we reign would in heaven.
That's right.
So then John said, after he said in the beginning was the word, and we went to verse 14, we saw it. He says, and the word became what?
Flesh.
So the word is all things that ever exist or will exist. It came together and it had an assignment called Jesus, but the objective was Christ. He is the word. When he took us from himself, we became a word. Totally different. A word is dependent upon
the word.
Come on. Woo, come on. This is something good today. You got to get this. So he's telling you, here in the creative laws and works, he's showing you exactly what authority and power you have in him. But he's saying, understand this. You must return to me.
Amen.
So in your journey, no matter what they call you, you are, I am, we all are a returning word. Because no matter what happens, you're going to see today how it works so that you can understand how valuable it is to do things every day. Because we all just thought we can live any way we want. No, no, there's some things that you need to understand to do that the kingdom will become so real to you that the rest of the world will start to become less. That's what John was saying. We just misunderstand it. John said, I must decrease and he must increase. Watch this. John was a forerunner of the Messiah. Isn't that what's written? And they talked about him coming, and it says the one that came before him will announce his coming. So John's job was to tell all of Israel about the Messiah and then to baptize them into or out of sin. That's why when they came, they said later on in Acts, they said, whose baptism were you baptized? They said, under John. In other words, we're acknowledging that we're sinners and we need help. Come on. Because they asked him, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? They said, we've not even heard of it. This is 40 years after the resurrection. So watch this. So here Jesus is walking. John said, wait a minute. I've been telling everybody about you. I've been on this journey. And then here it is. I'm in the middle of the sixth month. And a new man show up. And he come walking. John is baptizing. He come walking from the east.
Come on, come on.
And he walks. And when John sees him, it does not say that he called John's name. John saw him. And the scripture says his disciples were with him. And he looked up and saw him. He said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. I must listen to what he was saying. I must remove myself from this world system. And he must bring and establish the kingdom in this system. Because I came declaring, repent, for the kingdom is coming. He's coming to say, repent, for the kingdom is suddenly upon you. Come on. Come on, you are a word. You're supposed to be telling people the kingdom is suddenly upon you. Not coming, it's here. If I'm here, it's here. If I am here, it's here. If I am here, it's here.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.